Today is Tuesday, September 28th at noon. You know where you are. If you didn't, you wouldn't be here, right? Or maybe you just stumbled across my page, or my channel, rather, my podcast. Maybe because you like the sound of my voice. First things first, let me apologize for being out of breath. I'll catch my breath in just a second, but as soon as I sat down to get ready to record, Penny, my dog Penny, decided, hey, let's play with the ball. And podcast or no podcast, how can I say no to my dog Penny? You know, so we ran a couple of laps around the house, bouncing the ball off the wall and all that stuff. Now she's all tuckered out. I'm pooped out of breath, but now I get to talk about the subject at hand today. And the subject at hand, this is going to be a short one, but the subject at hand today is, are you better or are you just as good as, are you just as good as or better than the big brands, the name brands? Are you better than the oh so popular Gucci, Louis Vuitton, Versace? I know Versace's old. My brother makes fun of me for talking about Versace, but I'm not into name brands when it comes to clothing. So I'm not really up on the latest name brands to drop for a comparison. I'm just thinking of names that I've heard in songs back in the day that were popular clothing brands. But are you just as good as or better than the popular name brands? Do you have that type of confidence in your clothing, or are your goals set shorter than being a big brand? And if so, that's okay. You know, I mean, everybody has their own version of success. I mentioned before, you know, I always talk about my brother. You know, he's my best friend. You know, we bounce ideas, business ideas off each other all the time. And his vision of success is completely different than mine. And that's not a bad thing at all, by no means. But it's different. My vision of success is, well, I won't say completely minimalist, but in comparison to him, maybe so, you know, because I don't want a big old mansion, ton of cars, a whole bunch of land. You know, what that says to me is a whole lot of maintenance. What that says to me is a whole bunch of people wanting to spend the night. Nah, man, I'm a bit of a loner. Well, how can I say this? You know, I'm a mix between introvert and extrovert. I'm a popular loner. You know what I mean? I like to be by myself for the most part, but I know so many people, it's very hard for me to be by myself. And that's not a bad thing. I'm not bashing it. I'm glad I have friends and people that I can actually talk to when I need to talk to them. But for the most part, I'm comfortable with being with me. And that's not to say that my brother's not comfortable with being with himself either. But ultimately, if he had it his way, the whole family would live on this big old multi-acre plot and we'd be all together. And I love my family to death. I actually do. I do anything for my family in a heartbeat, at the drop of a hat, anything for my family. But I like my space. I like to be by myself. I like my alone time. I mean, if my brother was to make it as big as his dreams and buy a big old plot of land, and everybody had their own space on that land, I mean, I'd be down for that because I'd be close to the family, but I'd also have my own little cottage further back away from everybody else. That way I could just be in my own little private space. But I digress. Are your dreams as big as the big brands? Or are you comfortable being in a small mom and pop type store? Which is great too. You know, actually, a small mom and pop store is your stepping stone, can be your stepping stone to making it to those big brand stores, big chain stores where people see your product and everybody knows about your product and they're rapping about your product or singing about it or putting your product in poems and so on and so forth. That's a pretty big goal, but how do you feel about your product? Do you boost and promote and talk about your product as if it's good enough? Or do you really know deep inside that your product is up there, up to standard, up to par with the big name brands? You know, like I said, I'm not big into name brand clothing that much. You know, I might see something that might be okay, but I'll be damned. I will be absolutely, excuse me, I will be completely 100% damned if I was to pay $300 for a t-shirt because it's got some big brand name on it. I'm not that dude. Not even by the longest shot, not even by the smallest margin percentage. I'm not that dude in no way, shape, or form. There's no way I would pay $300 for a t-shirt because it got some big name brand on it. Or $1,000 for some shoes because it's got some big name brand on it. And speaking of shoes real quick, I could be wrong, but I've heard many women say that. I mean, I know the red bottom shoes are very, very, very popular. That's like popular for style. And most importantly, majorly popular for status symbol. Like you got some red bottoms on. What are they? Average $1,200, $1,500 and up. So that's a status symbol type shoe. Some of them look pretty good. So not only do you look really good and cute and sexy in those nice red bottom shoes, but it's a status symbol because of money. But with all that being said, I heard from multiple women that those shoes are extremely uncomfortable. Like their feet hurt wearing those shoes, like hurt bad. So I guess they're good for small galas, red carpet, just to show off your shoes and all that real quick and then get in the car and take them off and put on some flip flops or some gel cushion Skechers or something. But yeah, status wise, you know, you're paying all that money and the shoes are not even comfortable. I mean, come on now. They're not even comfortable. I've seen women. I've actually bought shoes for women that were way less expensive than some red bottoms and way more comfortable by comparison, you know? So, but excuse me. But again, I guess it depends on what you see or set as your level, as your goal. Are you a clothing designer? Are your clothes up to red bottom standard? Or maybe not. Are they, what's the other women's shoe store? Or not women's shoe store, but other shoe store, DSW. Are they DSW standard? You know, it's a lot of good shoes out of DSW. I had an ex that used to shop in there all the time, and she bought some cute shoes out of there and didn't break the bank, and the shoes didn't hurt her feet, and they actually lasted for a good amount of time. So, you know, but how do you feel about your product? Does your product stand up? And also take into consideration if, while you're building your product, building your brand, gaining recognition and so on and so forth, these big brands, they didn't just end up being big brands, just woke up one morning and was like, yo, I'm gonna be a big brand today. You know what I mean? I'm sure that they've been on the market for a long time before the word spread and got out that they were actually a big quality brand. You know, everybody has to start in the mailroom. You know what I mean? Everybody starts in the basement and works their way up for the most part. So are you mailroom basement level with your clothing designs and all that? Are you getting your name out there? And then when you do get your name out there, is it going to be up to par to stand toe to toe with the big name brands? Even if your designs haven't gained national or viral recognition, are you still putting in that effort to make sure your brand is up to par so that when it does gain that recognition, it's ready to go on the shelf and be sold and wiped off the shelf within minutes, hours, and days? You know what I mean? Remember, I talked about staying ready. If you have to stay ready, if you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. So if you continue, if your clothing brand is not up to big brand standard or big brand popularity yet, but you're preparing for that, you're waiting for that moment. If you stay ready, when that moment comes and somebody knocks on your door, knock, 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 I'm ready to put your stuff on my shelf. Are you going to be like, well, I got a couple of designs I was thinking about and I haven't started sewing them yet. Or are you going to be like, man, I've been waiting on you all my life. Here's my whole closet full of designs, my showroom, all my mannequins. Check it out. Pick which ones you like. And for the ones that you don't like, I'll sell them to the other stores. Are you ready like that? I'll tell you a quick story to end this one. I told you this is going to be a short one. I'll end this one really quick with a short story. Years ago, I think I've said it already, I've been doing photography for about 16 years now. Let me give myself a round of applause for that. Been doing it for about 16 years now. And when I first started, I mean, you know, you go through your ups and downs and you go through discovery. What I mean is you discover your style. You know, when I first started, I started shooting flowers and bees and fruits and plants and clouds in the sky and trees and stoplights and night lights and street lights. I mean, everything I could find to shoot other than like people or, you know, portraits and family portraits and whatnot and helping people with headshots and build their portfolio. I would shoot anything you could shoot. I mean, I'm sitting around the house bored. I'm shooting, coasters and cups and water dripping out the faucet just to, shoot. But it was also practice for me, you know, practice for me to be familiar with all types of photography and also to be comfortable with my camera so I could shoot in any situation. Just in case I found one of those to be my niche, however you pronounce that. Ultimately, you know, here I am 16 years later. I've landed on advertising photography. I realized I wanted to do advertising photography maybe 10 years in because I just didn't want to deal with the client base. I mean, you know, working with models is not all bad, but every now and then you get an experience where it's like, do I want to deal with this for the rest of my career? And I chose not. I chose to go with the advertising photography because that was my ultimate goal anyway. So I landed on that. But prior to that, I used to enter photo contests just to see where I would land, just to see who I was up against and see if was it me just feeling myself or was my work up to par to stand up with the big names, the experienced photographers who have been shooting almost as long as I've been alive at the time. You know what I mean? So I was like, well, I've got nothing to lose, but if my stuff doesn't even match up, not even a little bit, I could face a little bit of ridicule coming in there with my chest out thinking my stuff is nice and then just get completely embarrassed and slaughtered by these pros. So it wasn't a big national, It wasn't a big national photo contest, but it was a annual photo contest that they would have in Long Beach all the time. And it was open to from amateur, like just take a camera, point and shoot it and see what comes up, all the way to full blown, full career professional photographers. It was all lumped into one category, you know, just to expedite everything. And well, it was all, I would say everybody was up against everybody and they had different categories, you know, shoot birds, shoot trees, shoot landscapes, shoot city scenes and all that. But everybody would compete against everybody. Anyway, when they started doing the announcements for all the categories that won, they started with the bottom and all the way up to the very top number one slot. And you guys already know where I'm going with this. Yeah, let me go ahead and give myself another round of applause. I won that photo contest, first place against hundreds of people who entered that contest. Citywide, I came in first place. Me, little old me, who was confident about his work, but still a little shy, like, I'm confident, but I don't know. But hey, the word, it was spoken. It was spoken into existence. You know, the judges spoke and they said, you are the one, you are the champion. You are our first place winner out of everybody citywide that I shot against. I was so shocked. So blown away because, like I said, they announced all the other categories from the bottom up to the top, and there was a bunch of different categories. So they're reading off people's names, and you know, I was partially confident. So when they started with the bottom categories, I was expecting to hear my name down there. Like, okay, I'm fairly new to my career. Let me go ahead and get this first little trophy off my back, you know, get this notch on my belt. Let me win a trophy in an amateur category and work my way up to the pro category. Well, all the amateur category names were being read off and I'm like, okay, I didn't win amateur. I'm not going to win nothing. Then they went to intermediate and they started reading off those names. I'm like, yeah, I know I'm not good enough for the intermediate. And then they went up to like semi-pro and I'm like, well, here we go. And I was ready to leave. But the girl I was with at the time, she was like, no, let's just stay and hear it out and see who won. That way you could see what the standard is and know what to do to meet that standard next time next competition comes around. Okay, you got a point. Let's see who's the champion. And they're like, and in the final category, pro category, best shot, this, that, and the other, Ahmed Roberson. Oh, man. It was like time stopped. I paused. I froze. My friend screamed out, oh, my God. And everybody started clapping and I'm looking around like, did you say my name right? Are you sure you're talking about me? And they were like, yeah, man, you won. They held my picture up. I'm like, they're like, you took this, right? I'm like, yeah, I did. They're like, this is the one. You're the winner. Round of applause. And I'm like, oh man, I can't believe I won. I still have that photo. And, you know, I would cherish that photo forever because it's the first competition that I really entered seriously and actually won and won first place. So are you good enough for the big brand to put your stuff up against the big brand? Am I good enough to put my stuff up against the big pros? Absolutely. And I was a full blown amateur back then. I'd say I can say with confidence that I'm a pro now, and I'm a pro now, and I'm not saying that bragging, you know, I'm just saying that from experience. I made a career out of doing this, so I'm professional status with my photography, but back then I wasn't, and I went up against the pros, and I stood toe-to-toe with them, and I actually won. First place of all places, I actually beat the pros. Man. And that was, what, about 7 years ago, maybe 8 years ago, give or take, something like that. And it still makes me feel proud, warm inside that I actually stood toe to toe and won against the pros. Yeah, it wasn't a national competition or contest or anything, but it was still citywide and recognized. And regardless if it was pro, national or not, it was still hundreds and hundreds of people throughout the city that I went up against, and I actually won. So, yeah, I think my stuff is up to par to stand toe-to-toe with the big names, the big brands. And I think yours is, too. You just got to have confidence in it. Keep on pushing. Keep on doing it. One day you're going to get that knock on your door. Somebody's going to recognize all the work you've been putting in, and you're going to be handsomely compensated for it. And with that being said, this is Ahmed. I'm Creative Roberson. This is Freelancing, Can I Really Make It? And I say, yes, you can, because if I can do it, you can too. And I will talk to you guys next Tuesday at noon.